Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Join us now, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Friends, we have an inspiring lesson today, so let's start with an inspiring question. Name one person who has inspired you and explain why.
This is a really interesting question, Garrett, because I don't really have like one specific person that I view as my hero or someone who has inspired me to do something specific. But I will say, growing up, the people who made the most impact on my life were my teachers.
Oh, that's a good answer. I am thinking of one famous person that I used to really love a lot. His name is Tony Dungy. He was a professional football coach. He was not only a great coach, but really stood up for his personal values.
I love that. That's great. Well, friends, the reason we are talking about people who inspire us is we are going to look at someone very inspiring in our lesson today.
Absolutely. Our title is Jane Goodall, Voice of the Wild. Let's jump into it.
Jane Goodall, Voice of the Wild. This inspiring pioneer lived among chimpanzees and changed the world's opinion of them. Armed with bravery and curiosity, with a notebook in hand, Jane Goodall transformed a childhood dream into a remarkable discovery.
Hello everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看名词 pioneer， 意思是先驱或是开拓者。譬如 ，many historians view Thomas Edison as a technology pioneer because several of his inventions influenced today's communication tools。许多历史学家将汤马斯·爱迪生视为科技先驱，因为他的多项发明影响了当今的通讯工具。跟 pioneer 类似意思的名词是 trailblazer， 意思呢是开路者、创新者。譬如 ，Elena admired her grandmother, a trailblazer who pursued higher education when very few women were encouraged to do so。Elena 很敬佩她的祖母，她是一位开路先锋，在极少女性被鼓励接受高等教育的年代，毅然追求了更高等级的教育。另外来学一个惯用语 ,lay the groundwork for something, 意思是为什么来奠定基础。来看例句 ,He is credited with laying the groundwork for the medical system in this country. 他被认为是为这个国家的医疗体系奠定基础的人。
So, who exactly is Jane Goodall, and why is she worth talking about? Let's learn.
All right, we're reading together here, friends. This inspiring pioneer lived among chimpanzees. I have heard of this lady before. I've read several books about her. I think one might have been a children's book. And yes, she is well known for working with chimpanzees.
Absolutely. Now, what is a chimpanzee?Well, it's a pretty intelligent ape. It's somewhat related to humans.
Okay, so here's an example. Chimpanzees sometimes use tools to find food.
Right, so she lived with these chimpanzees and changed the world's opinion of them.
We read on, armed with bravery and curiosity, with a notebook in hand, Jane Goodall transformed a childhood dream into a remarkable discovery.There's a lot of great things we can look at in this sentence.
Yeah, let's do them one at a time. Starting with this phrase, armed with. If someone is armed with something, they're equipped with it, or they have certain supplies.
Let's use armed with in a sentence. Armed with facts, she won the debate. Because she had those facts, she was able to argue her point.
So, armed with what here? Armed with bravery. Bravery is the courage to face danger.
Firefighters show great bravery as they help others and fight fires.
All right, so she was armed with bravery and one other thing, that is curiosity.
Curiosity is a great quality to have. Curiosity is a strong desire to learn or to know.
Let's use it in another sentence. Curiosity is often what drives scientific discovery.
I always like to think that people who are the most curious usually learn the most.
Absolutely. Sometimes they can get themselves into danger, though.
Like that phrase, curiosity killed the cat.
I was just thinking of that one, yes. Well, Jane was armed with bravery and curiosity. With a notebook in hand, Jane Goodall transformed a childhood dream into a remarkable discovery.
What did she discover? Well, that's something we are going to be talking about in the rest of our lesson. So let's move on with the next reading right now.
Jane Goodall, Voice of the Wild. When Goodall was young, she imagined going to Africa and living among the wild animals. Never could she have guessed that not only would her dream come true, but she would set a new scientific standard for animal behavior research.
Standard 意思是标准或是水准, 譬如, the school's academic standard improved after Mr. Patel introduced new science and math programs. Patel先生引入新的科学和数学课程之后, 学校的学术水准提升了。片语 gold standard的意思是黄金准则,最高标准。譬如, Maria's research became the gold standard for future studies because of its accuracy and clarity. Maria的研究 因为它的精确性与清晰度而成为未来研究的最高标准。Standard的动词是 standardize, 意思是使标准化或规范。譬如, the organization worked to standardize its training materials so every employee received the same information. 该组织努力使培训教材标准化，让每位员工都能够接收到相同的资讯。
As with all famous people, they had to start somewhere. Let's talk about Jane Goodall's origins.
All right, we're starting off by talking about her childhood dreams. When Goodall was young, she imagined going to Africa and living among the wild animals.
Oh, wow, that's quite an imagination. Speaking of, we heard that word imagined. If you imagine something, you create it in your mind. You think it up.
Here's an example. She imagined a world without war. Now, what was Jane Goodall imagining? Well, she was imagining that she could go to Africa and live with wild animals.
Right. Never could she have guessed that not only would her dream come true, but she would set a new scientific standard for animal behavior research.
Wow, we see a really great sentence pattern here, friends. Never could have guessed. We use this to say that something is completely unexpected.
Let's use it in another sentence. I never could have guessed that my friends would throw a surprise party.
So this party was completely unexpected.
Right, you never could have guessed. It was completely unexpected.
We see something else in this sentence as well. The idea that this is a dream come true. This is something that you've wished for that actually happens in real life. It's not something that you've imagined anymore. It's something that has come to pass.
For example, for some people, winning the lottery is a dream come true.
So, what dream did Jane Goodall have? The dream to live among wild animals in Africa. And this dream came true.
It came true, and she made amazing discoveries. We still don't know too much about them yet, But for right now, we need to take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? A phrase we have in hand. Picture this. You're at a magic show, wide-eyed, when the magician says, pick a card. You grab one, heart racing, holding it tight in hand like a secret treasure. Don't drop it now. That's the thrill of having something right there, gripped and ready. In hand means you're physically holding an object with your fingers or palm. It's straightforward, but we use it for a lot of things like tools, phones, or even ideas that are under control. For example, with a map in hand, Riley explored the twisty streets of the old city. Or keep your ticket in hand when you board the train to show the conductor. A couple more hand phrases. On the other hand introduces a contrast, like flipping to the opposite side. For example, I love sunny days, but on the other hand, rain makes everything green and fresh. Lend a hand means to help someone out. For example, when the box was too heavy, Zoe asked her brother to lend a hand. I once juggled 3 ice cream cones in hand at a fair. It was a melted disaster, but hilarious. Hands hold more than objects. They hold adventures, too. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Jane Goodall, Voice of the Wild. Her mother encouraged her to go to Africa, but Goodall faced many obstacles. She had no scientific training, no degree, and she was female. But fate intervened. In 1957, at age 23, Goodall accepted a friend's invitation to visit Africa. There, she met the famous archaeologist Dr. Louis Leakey. He requested that she come work for him at the Natural History Museum in Nairobi, Kenya. Dr. Leakey quickly discovered that Goodall had a quality essential for all field researchers, a vast reserve of patience. This led to an extraordinary proposal. Would Goodall go and live among the chimpanzees in East Africa and observe their daily lives? She excitedly agreed, and in July 1960, she arrived in Tanzania at the Gombe Stream Game Reserve, anxious for her adventure to begin. Before long, the young researcher would make a groundbreaking discovery.
Obstacle 意思是障碍或是阻碍 比如 Hannah faced a major obstacle when her computer crashed the night before her presentation was due. Hannah 面临了重大的障碍 她的电脑在报告截止日的前一晚宕机 跟 obstacle 相关的名词 Obstruction 是指障碍物或是妨碍 比如 Kyle reported the obstruction in the hallway so maintenance could remove it before students arrived at school. Kyle 通报了走廊上的障碍物, 好让维修人员能在学生到校之前将它移除。 另一个类似意思的名词是 barrier, 意思是屏障, 障碍。 譬如, a lack of reliable transportation became a major barrier for many, making it difficult for him to go to work. 缺乏可靠的交通工具成为Manny的一大障碍, 让他上班变得很困难。 And that's all for today's Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
So for Jane Goodall, getting to travel to Africa and live among the wild animals was a dream come true. Let's talk about the process.
Okay, well, we find out here in this first part of our next section that this was something her mom actually supported. We read here, her mother encouraged her to go to Africa, but Goodall faced many obstacles. All right, this often happens when we're pursuing a dream, especially if it's something difficult and hard to imagine. There are many obstacles in the way that we need to overcome.
But thankfully, Jane's mom encouraged her in following her dreams. She had no scientific training, no degree, and she was female.
All right, so this is a list of those obstacles that Jane was facing. Let's break them down together, friends. First of all, scientific training. She wanted to do something that involved needing to know scientific procedures or maybe some basic information, and she just didn't have the training.
She didn't have the training or a degree. A degree is the qualification you get from graduating from a school. That could be high school or college or university.
Here's how you can use degree in a sentence. She earned a biology degree. We see one more obstacle that Jane had to overcome here, friends, and this was the fact that she was female. Now, at first, I wondered why this was a problem until I realized what year this was happening.
Right. Today, this wouldn't be as big of a deal, but back when Jane was doing it, it was harder for women to go off and pursue these kinds of things.
Exactly. We read on here, but fate intervened. Intervened is a great term for you to know, friends. This means that something or someone got involved in order to change a situation.
For example, a teacher might intervene in a fight and stop the two people from hitting each other.
Exactly. So we see here that fate intervened. In 1957, at age 23, Goodall accepted a friend's invitation to visit Africa.
So she did actually get to go, and there she met the famous archaeologist, Dr. Louis Leakey.
He requested that she come work for him at the Natural History Museum in Nairobi, Kenya.
All right, and Dr. Leakey quickly discovered that Goodall had a quality essential for all field researchers, that is, a vast reserve of patience.
Okay, so Jane was going to be a field researcher. Let's talk about what that means for just a moment.
All right, so some researchers spend all their time inside a laboratory. They're testing things, but they don't actually go out to where those things they're testing are from.
Okay, but Jane was going to be actually in the field. She was going to be out there working, and she needed something to do this, a vast reserve of patience.
That word vast really just means extremely large in size or amount.
For example, the ocean is vast and deep.
Okay, so she had a lot of patience. Dr. Leakey recognized this, and we continue. This led to an extraordinary proposal.
An extraordinary proposal. Extraordinary, friends, means very unusual and impressive.
Okay, and it was a proposal. So it sounds like someone was suggesting something.
Right, we're not talking about someone asking someone else to marry them here. We're asking about a situation that they want this person to be involved with, like a project.
Absolutely. Would Goodall go and live among the chimpanzees in East Africa and observe their daily lives?
Wow. So when I hear this say to live among the chimpanzees, the idea here is that you're not just standing on the outside watching, you're living with them.
Right. You're walking around them. I don't know if you would share a meal with them, but in some way, they're interacting.
Yeah, exactly. So this sounds like it would require a lot of patience. And we read here, she excitedly agreed. And in July 1960, she arrived in Tanzania at the Gombe Stream Game Reserve, anxious for her adventure to begin.
All right, so she did have to go to another neighboring country where these chimpanzees were located. And before long, the young researcher would make a groundbreaking discovery.
We keep saying that she discovered something, but we don't know what it is just yet. But we do know that it is groundbreaking. If something is groundbreaking, friends, it means that it is new and very innovative.
For example, many inventions throughout history were very groundbreaking. I think the idea here is that when a new building project is starting off, right then you need to break the ground. You start digging so that you can eventually build it up.
Right, and once you break the ground, that changes everything. And that's when we use this word groundbreaking. When we're talking about a discovery or something like that, we're saying that once this discovery is made, it's going to change everything that comes after it.
All right, so she made a groundbreaking discovery, and I am making a discovery as well. I don't think I'd want to live among chimpanzees.
I definitely wouldn't either. We were just talking before how I don't really like monkeys. Of course, I enjoy seeing them in the zoo, but as a general rule, they are not my favorite animal.
They can be pretty violent, but Jane was courageous, brave, and had a lot of patience. Well, friends, it's time for us now to go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看主词一加 request that 加主词二加 should 加原形动词的句型。这是一个虚拟语气的用法，表示一个尚未发生的或是一个被要求或建议的动作。通常会与 request, suggest, recommend, insist, demand 等动词连用，后面再接 that 子句加原形动词。意思注意，不是用一般动词时态，因为这里强调的是期望或要求的行为，而非事实。例如 ，The manager requested that all employees be on time for the morning meeting. 经理要求所有员工要准时的参加早上的会议。
Well, friends, we've just finished the first half of our lesson about Jane Goodall, and we have more to learn about tomorrow. But before we go, we want to review a little bit about what we learned today.
All right, so we are talking about Jane Goodall, someone who's become very famous for her research into one kind of animal called a chimpanzee.
We learned that when Jane Goodall was young, she dreamed about moving to Africa and living with wild animals. When she grew up, she had to overcome some obstacles before that could become a reality.
Right, she wasn't trained, she didn't have a degree, and it wasn't easy as a woman, but she pushed through with lots of encouragement.
Eventually, she got an offer that she couldn't refuse. She was invited to go live among the chimpanzees and observe them and do some field research.
Absolutely. It sounds like she did a great job with that, but we still don't know what the discovery is.
What is the discovery that she made, friends? That is something you're going to have to come back to see us tomorrow for, and we will talk about it then. But that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Bye. Times, a friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times.A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.